702. Call Aubrey on 011 883 0702.
Professor Charles Perry, good evening to you. Thank you so much for joining us. What did you make of the president's speech, particularly as it pertains to restaurants, to the sale of alcohol on consumption, off consumption?
Yeah, look, I think it was a move in the right direction. I mean, what he said was that restaurants now have to close at 9 o'clock, so that does mean people won't be congregating as late. They won't be drinking as much, probably. And he said that for off, that's for bars as well. And for off consumption, you can still buy alcohol Mondays to Thursdays from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. So you know, I think that will have a small impact. But when we look at data from 2020, I think we always need to look and see what the impact will be. And he sort of said these are evidence-based measures. And I think the data doesn't actually indicate that it'll be sufficient, particularly if you look at a province like Gauteng. When we've analyzed the data for all the periods when there were bans on alcohol and between the bans, when they had something very similar to what he proposed right now. And in fact, the indications are that it won't sufficiently bring down the alcohol-related trauma at the hospital, so it won't actually have a substantial enough impact on freeing up space for people coming to hospitals for COVID. So, you know, it's a move in the right direction, but I think he's trying to balance the demands and the pressure from the liquor industry. But I actually don't think it's going to do the job.
Yeah, because ultimately these interventions are put in place in order to change the behavior of society, because I suppose we understand that the spreading of COVID-19 is fundamentally as a result of our behavior. You're saying that you're not convinced that these measures are going to be enough. Does that mean that we can expect, in your thinking, Prof, a fourth wave?
Look, I think by limiting people drinking together till 9 p.m., it's a move in the right direction. So that might have some impact on reducing community transmission of COVID-19. But the one area we're particularly wanting to have pressure taken away, and I've been in touch with trauma doctors in Gauteng who say that the hospitals are under tremendous pressure, particularly with the closure of Charlotte Martel.
Yes.
And so, you know, it's difficult. It's difficult to get a bed if you get COVID-19. You need hospital facilities. And we haven't taken the measures to deal with alcohol. I think the things we should have done 2-3 months ago that might have sort of started to bite into and started to reduce the alcohol-related trauma. But we haven't done that. And in fact, what's happened now is we've taken some sort of partial steps towards doing something that will have an impact on alcohol-related trauma, but the data suggests it won't be enough. I mean, the numbers are there. We've published papers on it. It's not going to work. But I think it's a bit of a gamble. But I would say that we are gambling with the lives of people who are going to need hospital facilities. And unfortunately, we didn't take a bit of pain earlier, and we're not taking any pain now. So, in fact, we're not actually doing a service to people who are going to need hospitalization, because the hospitals are still going to be filled with people who've got alcohol-related trauma.
What are you referring to, Prof, as, you know, the things that we could have done, the pain that we could have taken a little earlier, maybe 3 months earlier? What exactly are you referring to, Prof?
In fact, some of these things should have been done years ago. And I think some of the things were mentioned, you know, in fact, even by me in May last year. I mean, we've got various pieces of, we've got to get our legislative framework in order. We've got legislation that's unfinished, hasn't been enacted. So we don't have the Liquor Amendment Bill, which was sort of put together in 2017. It's now 4 years later. It hasn't been enacted. It really would help to move forward our whole national strategy to deal with reducing risky drinking. We haven't got that framework in place. We still haven't moved ahead with the Liquor Products Amendment Bill, which was stuck with the House of Traditional Leaders for most of second half of last year, which really would also bring beer and other products more into the regulatory market. The Road Traffic Amendment Bill, which is going to bring down the amount of alcohol you could have in your system when driving, that's still in process. And we really backed off from dealing with alcohol advertising in 2013 when there was a bill that was in fact approved by cabinet but never went anywhere. So part of it would have been getting our legislative framework in place, and then part of it would have been dealing with things like the very cheap price of alcohol in South Africa, marketing of alcohol. Should we be having special offers during a pandemic? I think that's something that we could really very easily have put in place. No freebies, no special offers at this time. And we also have some products which are known to be linked to heavy drinking. And heavy drinking is what brings people to trauma units. And we have these larger containers, for example, of beer, 1 liter, quart bottles, even 1.5 liters of beer, which can't be closed. We have very cheap bag-in-box wine. So I think we need to deal with some of those products. And we're talking now about moving ahead with minimum unit pricing, for example, so we don't sell alcohol at 3 to 4 pounds a standard drink. We need to get some of these building blocks in place, and we just have wasted pretty much the last year and a half and not sort of dealt with some of these fundamental problems in our liquor regulatory environment.
Professor Charles Perry, thank you very much for your time.